Black Lives Matter is commemorating its four-year anniversary today with a report highlighting the social justice group's achievements, challenges, and future plans. The movement began after George Zimmerman was acquitted in the killing of black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida. Protests broke out, and three radical women created the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement. In video posted online in response to the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement, three clowns with rainbow wigs danced to this song. Black Lives Matter says they are proud to have created a queer, women, and youth-led movement, and says will continue to fight to bring attention to what they say is the unfair treatment of black Americans, best exemplified by the recent spate of killings of unarmed black men by law enforcement. In the report, Black Lives Matter says the use of art can help spread its message. Noni Lamar of Black Lives Matter explains 10 reasons art and culture are imperative to the Black Lives Matter movement. She says art redefines narratives, heals, defies borders, and reimagines the future. She also says graphic design, graffiti, podcasts, and poetry have all provided black people with an outlet to express themselves, reflect upon their experience, and inspire change. Chanel Matthews is the communications director for Black Lives Matter.
The Black Lives Matter Global Network uses art and culture to talk about issues impacting black people now is the Black Thesis Month. So every February, we ask black artists and writers to envision a world we haven't seen yet, a world free of oppression and a world in which all black lives matter. So what we do is we think about the issues impacting black people like reproductive health rights and justice, transgender rights, and police brutality, for example, and we develop pieces of art and pieces of writing that kind of express what a world without those things would look like, with and without those things would look like.
Protests have often broken out in response to the shooting of unarmed black men. An attorney from Schuss Law Group says protesters are sometimes arrested under an obscure law.
Lynching is when rioters take a person from the lawful custody of the police. So for example, maybe there's a violent demonstration and the police detain and start to arrest one of the rioters. Then the rest of the rioters sort of intervene and encircle the police and wrestle the person out of police custody. In that situation, both the rioters and the detainee who was freed could be charged with a crime of lynching. Now, lynching is a felony. If you're convicted, you could face up to 4 years in county jail or state prison.
Black Lives Matter says a Pasadena organizer was arrested under this code. Black Lives Matter say black people are 5 times more likely than other groups to be incarcerated in the U.S. The Black Lives Matter movement says it is addressing this by building community power. There are now over 40 chapters around the world working across disciplines to validate black lives.
What we're asking for is local policymakers to include the community in budget decisions, to consider what it takes to run for local office, to consider why more black candidates aren't running, why more other people of color aren't running for office, why there's so few women, transgender, and gender nonconforming people who are policymakers. What we see is an infusion of an oligarchy, if you will, across our political spectrum, where people with money and access to resources are deciding what's best for people who don't have those same resources. And if all of us can't earn at the same level, then we should have, we deserve and we demand decision-making power both at the local, state, and national level.
Matthews says that over the past few years, ideological splits have broken out within the movement, but organizers say this hasn't stopped them. Again, Chanel Matthews.
Struggle with each other around different tactics and strategies, how we approach a particular thing, certain messaging, whether we want to talk to a specific kind of audience, but ultimately what brings us together is our shared desire for justice. So while we don't always agree, we continue to build with each other.
The Black Lives Matter report says that until black people are free, no one is free. The 4-year celebration of Black Lives Matter does not mark the end of the movement. Chanel Matthews says she is excited about much of the work the organization is doing.
I feel particularly excited about the ways in which the Movement for Black Lives is creating an opportunity for spokespeople and organizers to talk about the issues happening within communities. The Black Lives Matter Global Network houses a training program called Channel Black that trains up the next generation of black millennial organizers to make real interventions on race and racism through the media. And so we're hoping to be able to create opportunities for ourselves to talk about narratives and experiences of Black people that help really upend some of the significant implicit bias that leads to prejudicial policing and deadly engagement with law enforcement and vigilantes.
For Pacifica News, KPFA Radio, I'm Clara Sophia Daly.